James, the football season at club level getting up and running this weekend. Of course, we have quite a number of games today in Division 3 and Division 4 of the All-County League. But we'll concentrate on Division 1 and Division 2 and look ahead to the start of the league season tomorrow afternoon. I suppose it's the one day of the year that every club footballer in the county and in every county looks forward to.
It has, you know, particularly as we're talking about, you know, there's a bit of a stretch coming in it. And the evenings, and we had nice week's weather. And as you say, I mean, some of the teams have been training maybe longer than others. And it is a day that every club person looks forward to. And no doubt, I mean, to a lot of the county players who maybe haven't got game time, or even some of them that has got game time, you know, like to get back to their own, you know, to their own club. I mean, even say our own this weekend in town, like you've Kilcare and Ardra, which is, you know, it's a big, you know, big game for both clubs. A good game to start off the league with.
Yeah, and as everybody as well in Division One, okay, you'll get very few managers saying that they want to win the league, but everybody will want to survive in Division One, certainly. And I suppose that's where everybody needs a good start.
Well, that's the way it's kind of gone this last few years, Tom. I think maybe it's put, well, the emphasis maybe on the season is stretching out very long, and you have a lot of star games. So particularly a lot of clubs, I mean ourselves this year as well, you know, any team that have a number of county players really do have to try and make the benefit, you know, of the days that they're there, because I mean, you know, the star games, if you're talking about taking five or six or seven players out of a team, you know, it's very, very hard for them to be competitive. But you know, as you say, it's a good league. There's a lot of teams, you know, there's a lot of good teams in that league. You know, it's normally the start of it towards the middle, it's always the best of it. Like last year, you know, with the end of it, I mean, from our point of view, it was disappointing, the last game of the league, you know, that we didn't even get, there wasn't even a game in the, you know, the very last game of the last day of the league. So, you know, I mean, hopefully we'll be heading out to defend our title.
Yeah, and as we said, you are defending the title, and new manager Michael Molloy in charge, taking over from John McNulty and Rory Gallagher. Obviously a tough act to follow.
It has, but I mean, Michael, you know, Michael's well accomplished. You know, he's kind of steeped in the traditions here of the club. You know, he's played one senior championships, won leagues, had been involved. I mean, managed, I played under Michael, like somebody said, 15 or 16 years ago. Michael managed the team and was a very good manager. It's very fair, but I mean, the other side of it is maybe that people outside wouldn't raise. Michael's been involved in the underage this last, probably this 20, I should say maybe that he never stopped being involved in the underage. Michael was one of the driving, like our underage this last number of years has been pretty successful, you know, nearly Burnell. There's a lot of big number of people, you know, I'm not going to start mentioning people, but I mean, Michael Molloy was certainly one of the big drivers behind that. And as I say, Michael had been involved with the senior team as well before, so he's good experience. A very level-headed, very fair fella, and as I say, you know, has been steeped in the whole tradition and knows, you know, at the end of the day, Michael's won senior championships and knows all about it.
And you are, as we said, you are the defending champions, and you are going to be right up there again. Who do you see as the main challengers? Who are the other contenders?
Well, see, you know, this year probably, as we're talking about, you know, you have, I mean, apart from Maxi of last year's first division, he's the only manager at the stage. So, you know, naturally enough, in any club, I mean, we all know that ourselves, when a new manager, I know maybe for Masters at the minute, you know, haven't really appointed anybody. But, I mean, most clubs at the minute, when you appoint, from the new manager goes in, he tries to make an impact. You know, you'd have to look at, he's still looking at, you know, I mean, see, you have Niamh Connell, I mean, Martin Regan is a very, very good appointment. Like, Martin would have, you know, great track record there at underage and colleges and that. Then, of course, I mean, they have a very good side. Then the fact then that do Leo, I'm not sure what's the position on Leo, is he going away, but at the minute he's at home and you've him and Brick and him training. I know, albeit the fact that Anthony Thompson's in England is a big loss to them, but I mean, we've seen Kieran there on the under 21s. I mean, Glenties are another club, in fairness, in the last number of years have done a serious amount of work. You know, you can't look past, you know, Unions, Glen Swallies. When you've played, you know, I mean, if you look really at the last number of years, the county, Tom, to be fair, you have a couple of, you know, you've, the Unions have always been knocking about. Maybe they don't get off to the best start, but for you players like Rory Kavanagh, you know, them type of players on your side, just like Anthony Thompson or, you know, Michael Murphy or Neil Gallagher, when you have that type of player, you know, you're always going to be competitive. You know, you'd have to look at them teams. A lot will depend on, you know, maybe how the county think, how star games work out. But, you know, we just have to wait and see. I mean, then Mallon are a team maybe who struggled at the start of the league last year until they got their team back. You know, a very formidable outfit, you know, down at home. As I say, last year, I remember we played them in the first league game down at home, now and they struggled. They were missing, missing a good number of players. But, you know, as the league progressed, you know, another good side. It's a competitive league. I mean, then you have Dunlow as well, with Tony Boyle. I mean, you know, Dunlow had a very successful year last year, and you know, Tony will have them in good shape. And then again, I mean, you know, a good side as well. And even down through the years, like everybody, we all found it hard to beat Dunlow down Dunlow, or to get a point even down Dunlow.
Yeah, and of course you have St. Michael's Gwydor as well. You can't ever look past them. Eddie Harkin back in St. Michael's, and obviously Conall Sheridan with a good track record and a good pedigree coming in from Tyrone to turn the fortunes around in Gwydor.
No, certainly. I mean, it's a big year for Gwydor. You know, just thinking early on. I mean, what was it, 9 or 10, wasn't it, that they'd mauled the All Ireland final last year? You know, which is a great testament to the club. And you know, I mean, we've seen their minor team, like their minor team last year, in fairness, was an exceptional team. You know, I mean, we've seen a lot of the players that played, you know, that played for our minor team last year. They got to the All Ireland final, and then you have the three seniors, and you have Kevin Cassidy himself. You know, but still, it's actually get them all blended in together. Conall, no doubt, he'll do a good job. And so we're talking about Eddie Harkin. You know, St. Michael still have the core of that good group of players. You know, very experienced, very powerful fellas. And you know, I mean, as we see at the minute, Christy Toy, probably McLemmy, you know, McFadden going as well as ever.
Yeah, and just briefly looking at Division 2, James, you have Killybegs, Termon, Neave Mura, Bundoran, Glenfinn, McCool, St Alls, Neave Columba, Fanad Gaels and Clonealy. You know, you talk about a pretty even and pretty competitive Division 1. Division 2 looks equally very even.
Yeah, Division 2, well, I mean, Killybegs and Termon, there's a game we would have agreed on, because that's two of the teams in our group for the championship. You know, it's good. But you know, that'll be the as you say, there's a lot of competitive games. Good to see Neave Columba back up again this year under Brendan Doherty. With them, you know, they made great progress last year, and you know, I mean, they are coming on at underage, and even we've seen them from, you know, I mean, this weekend even alone collecting the Carrigie, you know, with their own lads and the Glen lads, which is a good boost as well to the area. And it is a pretty competitive, you know. Then you have Glenfinn and McCool's, like, the, you know, a local derby. As you say, it's a pretty competitive league as well. It's what you need in a league, though.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me, what kind of season are you looking forward to? I suppose, obviously, the one thing is the continuity of games, and in fairness to the CCC here in Donegal, they've tried to do that, and it's been difficult with the success of the seniors and indeed the minors and under-21s in recent years.
It's not easy. I mean, I remember I was manager here a couple of years ago myself, and you can sit down around a table, and you know, it's very easy to criticise everybody. But you know, I mean, the one thing we need to try and do is to get club football in the summer. But it's not easy, as you say, between our minors under 21s and seniors. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to be in Croke Park, and you know, and hopefully we all want to be in Croke Park on the last Sunday in September. But it's not easy. Hopefully we'll get a good competitive league. They can, again, Kilcare come out on top.
And finally, before we let you go, we cannot let you go indeed without talking about Donegal, how they're going. Obviously, the first of all, the under-21s on Wednesday night, were you impressed? I know they left it late.
Aye, they did. You know, they left it late, but at the same time, you know, I mean, I know it was probably as easy saying, you know, we were 5 points to one up, and then we totally dominated the game, you know, at that stage, and maybe we missed a few goal chances. But, you know, I know in the end, probably you could say that we were lucky, but I thought that they showed a lot of character, you know, a lot of players. Even, you know, Ryan, even after missing the goal, Hugh McFadden went out to the middle of the field. I thought, he'd done good work, and Kieran Thompson, I thought, was absolutely outstanding, you know, throughout the game. You know, he showed real class. So, you know, I mean, it's an idea. It's a great way to be going into the next game. But you know, I mean, there'll be no doubt about Moran. But you know what? They're a good side. Like Maxi has them. They're doing plenty of work. As you know, you have a few of the minors. Even he blooded in a few last year's minors, which is good to see as well. And you know, we have a few of the senior team. So no, the things is looking good.
And finally, of course, the seniors into the last two games, and well, still very much teetering on the borderline of a semi-final place, or even maybe possible relegation. How have you seen their season so far?
I would suppose that's the case, Tom, maybe for a lot of teams. You know, the way it's going at the minute, it nearly probably was like our own senior league here a few years ago. The difference between finishing in the top and finishing in the bottom might have been only the difference in one game. Now, I thought the Kerry match was very good at the Tannan match, and you know, we were unlucky maybe not to get something out of it. You know, you have Tyrone at home. I suppose you have an idea about how that game it'll be. Probably pretty defensive. Tyrone will come and they'll be a pretty defensive game. Both teams needing points. But I can't, you know, I think they're definitely Donegal at the minute. They're certainly good enough to get 2 points. And then, you know, you don't know how about the game down in Mayo. It's a very competitive league as well, though. But also, like, there's a lot of good games this year. A lot of games very enjoyable.
And how do you feel they're shaping up? You mentioned about we all hope to be in Croke Park at the end of September. Are we shaping up as possible contenders in your view?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, to be fair, this last about 3 or 4 years, you know, we're certainly up there with, you know, within the top certainly within the top 4 or 5 teams. And I would have no doubt this year under Rory, like Rory and Rory's whole backroom team there, making a good effort. The training is going well. I think, you know, he has whatever many players in the county, you know, I think he has the best he's the best panel. He, no doubt it'll be open ended. You know, if somebody, I would imagine, if somebody impresses him in the league, you know, they'll definitely get a run out. But now, this last few years, we probably have been spoiled. This last few years have been very enjoyable. There's no doubt it's a very, very tough Ulster the championship. I mean, to be talking about Tyrone in a preliminary round and then hitting Tyrone, you know. But I mean, that's the way probably we came through them routes before. They're certainly there or thereabouts. There's a lot of things that, you know, hinge on maybe injuries and different things like that. You know, we probably have been fairly lucky so far this year. So hopefully, if you get a wee bit of luck at the game, they're certainly as good a team as any in Ulster. But that's the Ulster's pretty competitive, you know.